This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 15th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, what it means for a Berryville hospital to have a level 3 trauma ranking, plus a conversation with Fort Smith native and sculptor Robin Horn, who presented lectures in the listening area over the weekend. Also, a serendipitous event that occurred last Friday, a recap of last week's business headlines from Roby Brock, and more. But first, Friday, a former Arkansas Lottery security official pleaded guilty to stealing and cashing almost $500,000 worth of tickets. The lottery suspended Ramel Mazik in October and fired him 3 weeks later. Mazik pleaded guilty to wire fraud and money laundering charges Friday in federal court. Lottery director Bishop Woosley says they are now working to make sure this can't happen again.
I think there's probably lots of fault to go around in the agency. What we're trying to do is review all internal procedures and determine if there was anything we missed. Obviously, the federal investigation documents we've not seen yet. We'll review those and continue to review our procedures internally and determine whether or not there were any other ways that anything like this could have happened. But for now, we've suspended the promotional status and stop giving away any promotional tickets.
Woosley says he was mortified and angry after learning about the thefts, which began shortly after the games began in September of 2009. The Arkansas Lottery says its insurer would cover the losses. Arkansas 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton says splitting up the Farm Bill and delaying a decision on funding for the nation's food stamp program was the right move for Congress. In a partisan vote last week, the House approved the Farm Bill without any provision for food stamps, the first time in 40 years that the assistance program has been absent from a Farm Bill. Speaking yesterday with Roby Brock on Capitol View on Little Rock's KATV, Cotton says a separate bill for food stamps will be discussed later in the year. He called for reform targeting abuses in the system, citing anecdotal evidence that the system is flawed.
Right now, we've all been in a situation where we stand in the grocery line at Walmart or at Berkshire's, and someone has steak in their basket, yet they have a brand new iPhone and they're going out to a brand new SUV, when families are struggling to put hamburger on the table for their own families, and the person with the steak is using a food stamp card.
When Roby Brock pointed out that as many as 42,000 households in Cotton's district, or roughly 16%, receive food stamp benefits, Cotton deflected the notion that he was turning his back on his constituency.
A lot of people in that 16%, which is roughly in line with the national average, do need food stamps. Now, that's a dynamic number. Households come in and out as they move from job to job, and that's where we want to target the aid. But we all know there is some waste and some abuse in that program. You see this in so many government programs. The money is not going to the people who need it most. So we want to reform the program so the rules are going to be more targeted and get it exactly to those who need it most.
Also during the interview, Congressman Cotton didn't give definitive clues as to whether he would challenge Mark Pryor in a race for the U.S. Senate next year. At its meeting this week, the Fayetteville City Council is expected to award a construction phase engineering contract for the extension of Frisco Trail South from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Walker Park. Garver LLC, the firm that managed the project's design phase, is set to receive the management contract. With a tunnel to be built below Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Alderman Matthew Petty says the project has quite a sizable price tag.
Almost $1.5 million, but most of it came from a grant from the Walton Family Foundation. So the city is only putting up about $200,000 of that ourselves.
Garver is set to receive $109,000 for construction phase engineering services on top of the $216,000 already contracted for design services. The Fayetteville City Council meets tomorrow night at 6. Portions of Sang Avenue in Fayetteville will be closed throughout the week as crews work on street improvements. The work is set to take place between Cleveland Street and Weddington Drive, and through tomorrow, crews will work on replacing the asphalt overlay. From Wednesday through Friday, crews will replace an asphalt speed table with one made of concrete. Detour signs will be in place for 24 hours while the concrete cures. Several programs at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville will benefit from a $100,000 contribution recently made to the university by Phillips 66. According to the university, $70,000 will go toward programs in the Walton College of Business, including the Supply Chain Management Research Center, Information Technology Research Institute, Accounting Department, and two minority scholarships. The other $30,000 is tapped to go to the College of Engineering to support the Engineering Career Awareness Program and to support programs for students and faculty in the Computer Science and Computer Engineering departments. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a disappointing weekend of play. The Nats finished up a four-game homestand against the Springfield Cardinals, losing three of the games, including a 4-0 loss Friday and a 7-4 loss on Saturday. The Naturals yesterday began a four-game road series against Tulsa, falling to the Drillers in that first game 6-5. Play continues this evening in Tulsa. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of showers in the early evening, with lows from 64 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 71 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 40% chance of evening showers and lows from 66 in northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley.